The Agreement of the People, Part 3. Nehemiah chapter 10, verses 30 to 39. This agreement that the people are drawing up, this covenant, this contract that they're drawing up as they begin to restore Judaism, the city and the temple and all the festivals and feasts and so on, the observances. They want God's blessing, and they've looked back over, these Hebrews have looked back over the past and seen the way that their forefathers and they themselves have disobeyed God, broken his covenant, not kept his law, and they've bound themselves, they're binding themselves, you're in a solemn contract to keep this law. Now, they've spelled this out, now they're going to go into some details, and we get that from verses 30 to 39. These are not just pleasant thoughts. These are things written down. They're not just generalizations. They go into specific details. They're spelling out their obedience. And where do they begin? Verse 30. We promise. What do they promise? Well, you can summarize it. They're going to maintain their separation from the pagans. Particularly in marriage here, this is mentioned. We promise not to give our daughters in marriage to the peoples around us or take their daughters for our sons. In other words, we're not going to allow our children. Now, this is all old covenant, remember, but the principle is surely clear here, that we're not going to mingle ourselves with the pagans. We're not going to be joining ourselves to them. We're not going to be in covenant with them. We're going to stay separate. This was the key point in the covenant. Israel had to be a separate nation, had to be a separate people. I've chosen you to be separate, special unto me, says God. He gave them his law, which he did not give to any other nation. Psalm 147, verses 19 and 20, and so on. Deuteronomy, very, very clear. This is distinguishing Israel. This is the great separation from Israel, between Israel and the Gentiles. And these Jews here, we promise not to go back as our fathers did, and break this covenant. We will maintain this separation. Verse 31, the Sabbath. Now, that is a principal mark of Sabbath, of separation, that the sign we learn from Exodus and Ezekiel was given to Israel and no others, and it marked them out as God's people, separate from the pagans. We will not trade with these pagans, these neighboring peoples, on the Sabbath. We will not buy from them on the Sabbath, or on any holy day, every seventh year and so on, we will give up the land to its Sabbaths. It was because they had not kept the Sabbath that God said you will go for 70 years into Babylon so that the land will have its Sabbath. So I'm going to allow it its rest. And they see this as a cardinal point and they stress it here before God. We assume responsibility, verse 32, what for? To carry out the commands of God, the temple. And you get this from verse 32 to verse 39. To support it, to maintain it, to keep the festivals, to keep the feasts, to maintain the house of God, the altar, and the sacrifices, and so on. Now remember, all this is Old Covenant. And it's not translated into the New Covenant, just wholesale. Sadly, grievously, how many have followed the fathers and brought the Old Covenant, festivals and buildings and places and all the rest of it, into the new covenant. No, but the principle of devotion to the covenant, they were under the old covenant, the Mosaic covenant. And we, brothers and sisters in Christ, are under the new covenant, under the law of Christ. Now, as they were dedicated to their covenant, as they were given up to God in his word and kept the law of Moses, the law of God to them, so we keep the law of Christ. And we must be given up to Christ. Too many, John 13 to 17, very, very clear. Yes, include verse 17 when Christ is praying for his separated ones. The obedience to Christ, certainly from 13 to 16 particularly, is very, very clear. If a man loves me, he will keep my commandments. And it's all in accordance with Scripture. Verse 34, verse 38, verse 36, as it is written in the law. And it's all spelled out. It's all what the Word of God says. It's as it's revealed. We won't make a priest other than Aaron's sons. Where does this come from? Well, the law, the Word of God. They're going to be scriptural. There's a great principle for us. Well, we just say, oh, we keep the Bible. We keep, no, we must keep ourselves according to the word of God. Look how definite they are. We promise, verse 30. We will not, verse 31. Negatives and positives. We won't do this and we will do the other. We assume responsibility, verse 35. We will not neglect. We will support. It's all set out in writing here. We are going to obey God's word. What a precedent for me. What a precedent for you, brother and sister. Oh, Jesus, I have promised to serve thee to the end. That vow once made shall be daily repeated. I will bless in death a bond, an agreement so dear. God makes his bond an oath to us. May we make our tie to Christ to be this kind of binding tie. The devotion of these people, the commitment of these people, the definite way they're speaking. There's no going back. It's permanent. They've written it down. And indeed, we can still read it today. Isn't that wonderful? How many thousand years? Is it 3,000 years? We can still read it. 2,500 years. We can still read what they wrote. They were so determined to serve Christ, serve God in his covenant. Let us be determined to serve Christ in the covenant he has placed us, the new covenant. May we be men and women so devoted, brother and sister, to Christ as they were to God in their day. And may God bless this kind of commitment to him. May it well up in our hearts and show, maybe show by our lives. Happy are you if you know these things. Happy are you if you do them. May this be our commitment for Christ's sake. Amen.